Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from Gun Owners of America is Stephen Williford, the Barefoot Defender. You got grandkids in there today, Stephen?
I do. As a matter of fact, I stepped outside so it'd be a little bit more quiet, and they stepped outside and followed me.
It's grandkids, so you know we'll push through grandkids. That's no problem. I got grandkids. They won't be where Grandpa is. I get it.
And it's a beautiful day outside too.
Yeah. Always nice to be outside. But it's always a day when the gun grabbers are waiting for another opportunity to claim that if they just could ban assault weapons, everything would be good to go. And, well, I know you have some thoughts on this.
Yeah, they always, you know, they never cease to try to take away our rights, especially our firearms rights. And, you know, they can't completely take over this nation. They can't expect you to follow their every whim if we can protect ourselves.
Right.
They want to leave us defenseless. And when something happens, unable to do anything about it. But police are never around when the problem happens. And, you know, we need to stand up for our rights, especially with the world the way it's going right now with Israel and the flooding of our border, bringing terrorists in and people that don't live on a border state don't understand the seriousness of it. And they're putting them on buses and sending them up north in all different states all across this nation. It's
right.
Not just people from Mexico that are coming across our border. And we need to understand that. It's terrorists. That's the way they enter into this country.
Have you changed the way you go about, man, conduct yourself nowadays? I know we've talked before about when you travel, you don't carry a gun with you. But, I mean, now when you travel, are you thinking to yourself, maybe I need to go heavy now? Or what are you thinking?
Well, like I say, when I travel, wherever I go, I travel a lot with Gun Owners of America. Please go to gunowners.org. Usually when I travel, I meet the director of that state or the regional director, and they give me a gun to travel with while I'm in their state, and that's really convenient for me. And if that were to change, then I would be traveling with my own gun.
Right.
People ask me, are you carrying today? And I usually look down and say, yes, I got my pants on.
Right.
So therefore, I am carrying. That's normal routine for me. When I put on my pants, I put my gun on.
Gotcha. So
it's just like putting shoes on.
I've sort of decided myself, and I decided this after the 2020 SHOT Show. I decided I wasn't going to fly anymore because, one, I never flew and checked a gun. And I decided I wanted a gun with me all the time. So I bought a Ford F-150 because everybody told me that a pickup truck would be the way to go because the frame would take all the cross-country driving. Then COVID happened, and, of course, I didn't do any traveling. Most people didn't for a couple of years. And now, of course, there's no need for me to do it because I don't do that kind of thing anymore. But I, you know, even when I go an hour away from the house, I'm going sort of heavy nowadays just because of what you just described.
Absolutely. I tell my family, both my daughters and my son, and their spouses, they all carry a gun whenever they go out to the grocery store or whatever, because you just never know what might happen. And it's that moment that you think that you're completely safe and you let your guard down that something does happen.
Right.
It's time for all states to become constitutional carry states. It's time to get reciprocity throughout the nation so that we can carry no matter what state we're going to. It's time that we get back to what the founders had envisioned. And, it's funny when people tell me, oh, well, we're going to get back to what the old West was. Well, if you look at the crime from the old West and stuff, yes, there were a few shootouts and things, but Hollywood has romanticized those to make it sound like that the old West was just crime riddled, but where it wasn't. People carried guns everywhere. People had guns, and people were polite, and the crime rate was way lower than it is nowadays. Sure, there were incidences in the Old West where there were shootouts and things, but for the most part, I own my old great-great-grandfather somewhere back in old shotgun that he used to carry when he drove a wagon for the Teamsters, and it was an actual wagon, the original Teamsters.
Right.
And he carried that in the seat of his wagon, and it's kind of a rust bucket now, but he carried that in the seat of his wagon so that he could defend himself from people out, away from outlaws, away from cities and stuff that might rob him. And he defended his family, and that's just what they did in the Old West.
Well, during the Old West, was the most violent place in the United States Tammany Hall in New York City?
The what? The most violent place in what?
It wasn't Tammany Hall. Didn't they have more violence in Tammany Hall than they did in Tombstone during that era?
I don't know. But again,
I've read that.
You know, Tombstone, the ridiculousness of what happened at the shootout at the OK Corral was an attempted gun control, actually. You know, that you cannot carry a gun in this city.
Right.
And that's what caused the shootout at the OK Corral. And, you know, so, I really don't know. I don't think the Earps originally had the ability, because of our Second Amendment, to actually enforce a gun control law within the city.
Right.
So, it is what it is, but... And I'm not trying to defend the Cowboys and the fact that they were a lawless group. Again, all that was very rare, actually.
Right.
And the Native Americans decided that they were going to attack the settlers on Sunday mornings while they were in church. And until they realized that, and they started carrying guns at church and was able to defend themselves better.
Right. That's always good. I like being able to defend yourself. We're coming up on the first break. And Stephen is a unique man. Stephen got out there and confronted evil himself. At about this time, about in November of 2017, Devin Patrick Kelly came out there and started killing a bunch of people, and Stephen took it upon himself to stop it. Nobody had to tell him. He just did it. And, the rest is the story of a very competent man getting out there and engaging an evil person. And now he represents Gun Owners of America, which is very fitting because Gun Owners of America is absolutely, there's just no budging with them. I've been affiliated with them and known about them since my days with Larry Pratt. Eric is there. Larry told me himself that Eric Pratt would be an upgrade from him, and Eric has taken them to heights they've never been before. So once again, he was prophetic. So, like I said, Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org, go there to join them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do something.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIP. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And welcome back. We're talking to Stephen Williford from Gun Owners of America. Did you see, and I think you'll find this very interesting, the little take I have on this. Did you see where they have suspended the transfer of weapons from the United States for 90 days, the civilian agencies from doing it? Did you see that?
I did see that, and that is really interesting. I wonder what their purpose for that truly is.
Well, we were sending guns to Israel, but now the guy that's in charge of their internal security is basically going kibbutz to kibbutz, town to town. with truckloads of gun, and he's giving them out. He's doing the Second Amendment overnight. And I think, this is just me sticking it way out there, but I think this is all because it's, just like Ukraine, citizens are getting armed, and I don't think the Biden administration likes that.
That could possibly be the case. To tell you, it just, they should be arming themselves, right along the Gaza Strip and everywhere. Israel's surrounded by countries that hate them.
Right.
And there's really just barriers to keep them out of Israel, and few of those, and they're very porous. I think the Israeli people ought to think about that and defending themselves and take a lesson from it. There's less than 2% of Israelis presently own guns, yet they have to serve in the Israeli army at least 2 years. So they all know how to use guns.
Yeah.
They have been trained in them. They should be able to defend themselves. Why would Israel not give its citizens guns to be able to defend themselves when Israel knows itself it cannot defend everybody in Israel?
That's my question exactly. Now, the thing, they have jumped one of their little hoops because it used to be they could only have handguns. Now they're passing out rifles, which they need to be passing out rifles.
They absolutely ought to be passing out rifles. And for the Israeli people, they should be carrying those rifles daily in their daily routine. And please don't stop doing your daily routines. You can't let them win like that. You have to do your daily routine. But be vigilant and be willing to defend yourself, your families, your friends, your nation, if it must be. Just your everyday Israeli should be the militia that we're always talking about. What is a militia? It is armed citizens willing to step up and defend themselves and their communities.
Yeah. That word is taken on a whole different meaning now, thanks to the fake stream left-wing media. But that's something that needs attention.
Absolutely. Who are the militia? We are the militia. Anyone that owns a gun and that would step up. Our original, they called them Minutemen at the time.
Right.
And Minutemen, the reason they called them Minutemen is because they were able to get a gun and ammo and get out in the fight within a minute. It was handy. It was ready.
Right.
To do whatever needed to be done. And they called them Minutemen, and they were the militia. We are the militia. To be able to get a gun and get it into the fight.
The fun part was, back then, those guys really were Minutemen. I mean, they had their stuff together. The weapon was ready to go, and they had their a bag, which was everybody carried a bag for, I guess, their ammunition and their powder and their paper wads. And those guys were quick. They were quick. They were able to get out. They weren't very fast.
Nowadays, we call it a bug out bag. It's
yeah.
a bag that
yeah.
you reach and grab it in your closet that's ready. It has ammo, magazines, ready with a rifle. You grab the ammo, magazines, and stuff that you need, and you head out the door with your rifle.
Now,
since
Southern Springs, do you have a ready bag now?
I absolutely have it.
Yeah. Did you have one that day and you just didn't have time to get to it?
I did not, because I was burglarized, 5 years earlier, and the burglar got the only gun that was out of the safe.
Right.
And I, for 2 months straight before they arrested him, I feared the most coming home, and have the burglar back in my house, and he had the gun that he had stolen. And that's what I feared the most. So I unloaded everything. I put it away in the safe, and I thought I was doing a great service. And it turns out that I was incorrect, because it took me 91 seconds, and I timed it
three or four times to get my best time.
Right.
Running and grabbing and opening up a safe, grabbing a rifle, grabbing a magazine and loading it. Took me 91 seconds before I was out the door. And that's 91 seconds that I will always regret because I could have saved more people.
That's pretty good, though. That's pretty good because you had to grab three separate items. You had to grab a handful of ammo. You had to grab an empty magazine. You had to grab a rifle. And you had to go out the door. So that's and then you had to load those eight rounds in there. And, I mean, that can't be the easiest thing when you're moving.
Yeah, well, I was loading as I was running to the door.
Right.
My mind working 100 miles per hour trying to figure out what was going to happen and trying to get my action together as I was headed to the door. And it took me about 91 seconds. And that's my fastest time.
Right.
So, nowadays, I have a shotgun, a rifle, and a pistol all at the ready.
So, do all those things go out the door with you, just the rifle and the pistol, or a shotgun and a pistol?
I guess it kind of depends on the situation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
So.
It kinda, you can't carry it all.
No.
But especially if you're trying to get out the doors quick. But my go-to is generally my rifle.
Which now that day it was a rifle you built yourself. What is your go-to rifle now?
I have a rifle that I built myself.
Okay. I think a lot of people. A lot of people thought that you lost that gun that day. They never took your gun from you, did they?
Yes, they took it away, and it took me 11 months to get it back. That particular rifle, I've left the police tag still on it. I've got the paperwork that the Texas Rangers gave me, and they signed with the serial numbers and stuff on it when they gave it back, and I had to sign it. I have that all still intact together, and I've never fired that rifle since. But if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right.
And you know, I've built several rifles. And that's what's so fun about an AR-15 is you can build them to your own specifications and what you want and how you shoot and different ones for different purposes, even different calibers. AR-15s are like Legos, but for men.
And we're running out of time, Stephen. Gunowners.org. Go join Gun Owners of America. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you. And God bless.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. More American citizens are leaving the conflict-ridden Gaza region. According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, 74 Americans crossed from the Gaza Strip into Egypt today.
Embassy Cairo has deployed a consular team to the Rafah crossing to support all these folks, make sure they get back to the embassy, and then we work with them on onward movement as appropriate.
He said more U.S. citizens are expected to leave in the upcoming days. Today, former President Trump's son Eric is testifying in the civil trial against the Trump Organization. The state has accused him, his brother Don Jr., the former president, and other organization members of inflating financial statements for advantageous loans. They've denied those allegations. CBS has sold out of Super Bowl commercials, almost, which is a departure from the usual last-minute rush, in contrast to previous years where ad space is often sold out closer to game time. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Joined now by Nan Su. He's the senior investigative reporter at Epoch Times with a focus on Chinese politics and government deception. And how you doing, sir?
Pretty good, Bill. Thank you for having me again on your program.
Yes, sir. Now, China got together with Russia, and they had I guess they had some discussions, and they were quite critical of us. How were they critical? What happened with this?
Oh, yeah, that you're talking about the Shangshan Forum. That's an annual forum started back in 2019. Shangshan, it's a name of a mountain that's in, located in the suburban area of Beijing. So ever since 2019, that's an area, like a resort area, okay? It's a
right.
Beautiful view, and there's a lot of hotels over there. And then ever since 2019, they have this international military forum. And it's a military diplomacy international conference supposed to, you know, have Chinese military talk to all these military leaders from different countries. And so this year they had that. Last week they have that military forum. And again, during the forum, both Chinese military leaders as well as Russian military leaders openly criticized the United States. Of course, the Russian military leaders who attended the forum criticized the United States' support to Ukraine. And China, you know, also criticized United States for its unilateral whatever, everything it's, you know, United States is unilateral doing things. So China is against all these things. So basically, they are getting up together during the forum, really critical about U.S. military's action.
So are they doing this to show a unified front, or is this supposed to be a warning to America that they are sitting there and considering things?
Well, it's kind of like they are in the public. They are they are showing the intent of more and more coming together. Now, keep in mind, this month, earlier this month, that Putin went to Beijing to join the Belt and Road Summit, and before he went to Beijing, before he left Moscow, and also after he arrived at Beijing, you know, Putin repeatedly talked about Xi Jinping is the leader of the world. That's how he appraised Xi Jinping.
Hmm.
And so basically, Putin basically saying that in the way a lot of people believe that he openly admitted he is a little junior brother of the Chinese regime now. So.
That's interesting. How does Putin feel about some of the things China wants to do? What are his thoughts on them with all of their annexation they want to do?
Well, it doesn't really matter, right? Putin, Russia, after the Ukraine war been going on for so long, keep in mind, Putin right now begging North Korea to send Russia more weapons. So Putin is really at a very bad spot. So and also keep in mind, Russian, the total GDP of Russian is less than one tenth of China.
Wow.
One tenth of China. Now, China has thirty administrative regions. You know, they call provinces or some of them call like bigger, huge cities like Beijing or Shanghai. Those are like provincial cities. So altogether, they have like 31 provincial administrative region. Now, there are several provinces, like the top four and five provinces. Their provincial GDP is more than Russia's national GDP. So Russia is just like, you talk about the combined economic power of China and Russia.
Right.
It's no more than you take China, just add one more province into it.
Now, does China want to be aligned with Russia for energy? Because does China have they don't have their own energy, do they?
Well, they don't have enough energy. So that's why they have these pipes connecting to Russia for oil and natural gas. And also, back in 2021, March of 2021, China signed economic agreement with Iran, agree in the following 25 years after the agreement was signed, that China will provide $400 billion total dollars worth of economic aid to Iran, and as a return, Iran will provide constant oil supply to China. So they have been talking about they're designing a so-called energy corridor to connect Iran and China from land. Now, between Iran and China, there's two countries, Afghanistan and Pakistan. Now, originally, that energy corridor was, through Pakistan. Now, after the fall of Afghanistan to the Taliban, so it looks like China has two choices. They can make all this oil corridor connecting between China and Iran through either Pakistan or Afghanistan. So that's why you see all these countries, they're basically coming together.
Sort of an unholy alliance.
Well, anti-America alliance.
Yeah. And I'm going to have to interrupt you in the middle of your in the middle of your answer, but I'm going to ask you the question anyway. Is this something that are these countries, this alliance, is this good enough for them to succeed in what they want to do?
Well, you look at all these countries. You have extremist religious regime in Iran. You have a Russian regime who want to, you know, recover the glories of the Tsar, of the Tsars. And then you have a communist regime in China and North Korea. And then you have a terrorist regime in Afghanistan. You know, what do they have in common? I mean, the only thing they have in common is their common enemy, the United States.
Right.
That's what brought them together.
So it's not because, it's not necessarily because of an alliance they seek to have. They just have a, an end goal they're looking for, huh?
Well, they figure out, you know, they think that the freedom is the biggest threat to those regimes. That's what it is.
Right. Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the first break. Nansu is a senior correspondent at Epoch Times. He specializes in all things having to do with China. Eyes and focus on China and the government deception. And, you know, he looks at a lot of things that happen overseas. And there's a lot of things happening overseas right now. I'm sure it's a very target-rich environment for him at the moment. More on this when we get back. Because, like I said, China is watching. They are watching what we're doing right now. If one or two more things happen, China is going to make a move. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Nansu. We're talking about China and Russia. They got together. And so this forum they do, the Jingshan, is that how they pronounce it? Is that how you pronounce Jingshan?
Jiangshan.
My bad.
That's okay.
is this something they do in order to make sure that they have strong ties between the two of them? Is this something they do to compare notes about how much they hate America? Or is it both or is it neither?
Well, the Jiangshan Forum is supposed to international military leaders to go there. U.S. Under the Department of Defense Undersecretary is also there. But that's why they got a chance, you know, point their fingers to the U.S. Military leaders. So of course, you know, they turn this forum supposed, you know, it's for the communication to an a scenario that they can point the leader to criticize the U.S. military. Now, keep in mind, China refused to build any direct communication channel between Chinese military and U.S. military. Now, U.S. military, you know, that they used to have a communication channel between the two militaries. But after Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan in August of last year, you know, they shut down that communication channel and never reopened. And so, and that's why U.S. government right now is so worried. You know, you see there's a lot of provocative behavior. Now, for example, October 24th, Department of Defense release a video showing, you know, on that day, October 24th, you know, there was China's fighter jet, J-11, you know, J-11 is their fighter jet name, flew actually, you know, cut in front of a B-52 of U.S. U.S. Air Force, just, you know, the closest distance between the two planes was less than 10 feet.
Yep.
Think about it.
Yep.
Less than 10 feet. And also the Department of Defense, in the last 2 years, the similar type of provocative behavior, very dangerous, already happened more than 180 times.
Do you think China is trying to make some broker some sort of a deal? Because you pointed out with Taiwan, they really want to annex Taiwan. And this points out that they're still trying to develop military ties with the U.S. Are they trying to make some sort of a back alley deal where, you know, if we take Taiwan, this doesn't shut off the semiconductors that you guys depend on so much? Because that's one of the big things about Taiwan, right?
Well, that's just only one of the things that make Taiwan so important. And also, you know, if China take Taiwan, then China will have dominant control of South China Sea. That's what they're really going after.
Right.
Because once China controls South China Sea, Chinese government will be able to choke the economic lifeline of Japan.
Wow.
You know, Japan's island nation, you know, one third of its economy really depending on trade, and all their resource is all coming from the sea. You know, if China choke, control South China Sea, Japan is going to be in a big trouble. That's why the Prime Minister of Japan, several of them, you know, repeatedly spoke, if Taiwan is in trouble, so is Japan.
So there's a lot of reasons to try to...
Oh, yeah, of course. And also, you know, if China controls South China Sea, then, you know, China will have a lot more say, a lot more control on the global economy, because every year you have about more than 10 trillion total global trade, and somewhere, you know, between 30 to 40% of that 10 trillion global trade need to go through South China Sea.
Right.
And also, if China controls South China Sea, China will have dominant influence to the Southeast Asian nations. You know, which, you know, so right now the Western corporations, once they get their supply chain out of China, they move towards to those places. And China doesn't want to let go its control of our supply chain. And that's why they're going out to South China Sea. And also, if China controls South China Sea, I mean, China is further, you know, their control extended further to the south. I mean, between South China Sea and Australia is a bunch of the small southern Pacific island countries. They're not able to stop China from there. So China will be easily, you know, moving further to the south to make a further threat to Australia, another very important ally of the United States in the region.
Lots of issues with this. There's lots and lots of issues with this. Are they just so? If they could develop that tie with the United States, would they go that route, or are they just waiting for the United States to get pulled into this Middle Eastern war?
Well, China still wants a lot of things from the United States, from the Western world,
right?
And that's why, you know, they have not totally cut off their connection with the U.S. They, for example, they still want more investment from the Western world, from the United States to go to China. They try, even though, you know, more and more Western world's investment are leaving China because the escalated geopolitical risk. China still wants to get a consumer market. You know, they want to sell more stuff because they need a job opportunity for their people and economy. And also, very importantly, China really trying hard to get the technology, advanced technology from the West. And they are, you know, of course, they do every way they want to, right? They don't do things by rules. They will do espionage. They will do everything to get those things. They desperately get those things, and in any way, any possible way to get all those things. But of course, you know, while at the same time they don't stop, you know, they don't slow down their coercive expansion and they don't tone down their threat to their neighboring countries. What do you do? I mean,
they got out the other day and they have expunged Israel from their digital maps. Did you see that?
Well, it's interesting to see how the Israel-China relationship is going to move, to go further after this Hamas-Israel war. I mean, you know, it's like the way it used to be China is a friend of Ukraine, right? But then after the Russia invaded Ukraine, you know, you see more and more Ukraine is like against China. Now, Russia is, Israel also, the same way, similar to Ukraine, they're very good friends of China. Israel, since the 90s, gave a lot of technologies, especially military technologies, gave to China. But now, you know, they saw China sided with Hamas, you know, refused to criticize the terrorist attack, and then now, and also they actually pointing the finger to Israel, saying Israel is already stepped out of the boundary of self-defense. So I don't know if Israel still feel comfortable with that kind of old relationship with China.
Right. I don't know. It's China is they're a very interesting country, and they're sort of they're just about as mysterious to me as, say, North Korea is, but that's because North Korea is very, very closed off and everything. But you know what? We're about to run out of time. You can find Non's stuff. Non is the senior investigative reporter for the Epoch Times. I and focus on Chinese politics and deceptive government practices, which is basically Chinese politics. And he's been joining me on a regular basis, bringing an invaluable insight to it. I certainly do appreciate that. We'll be hearing more from him, next week, I'm sure, and in addition to all the other things I do. So thank you for joining me today, sir.
All right, Bill. Thank you for having me today.
Very good. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.